And even to this day, whenever I see a well, I can't help looking in. And if it turns out to be a dry well, I feel the urge to climb down inside. It may be that I continue to hope I will encounter something down there, but if I go down inside and simply wait, it will be possible for me to encounter a certain something. Not that I expect it to restore my life to me. No, I am far too old to hope for such things. What I hope to find is the meaning of the life that I have lost. By what was it taken away from me? And why? I want to know the answers to these questions with absolute certainty. And I would go so far as to say that if I could have those answers, I would not mind being even more profoundly lost than I am already. Indeed, I would gladly accept such a burden for whatever years of life may be left to me. I was truly sorry to hear that your wife had left you, but that is a matter on which I am unable to offer you any advice. I have lived far too long a time without the benefit of love or family, and am thus unqualified to speak on such matters. I do believe, however, that if you feel the slightest willingness to wait a while longer for her to come back, then you should probably continue to wait there as you are doing now. That is my opinion, for what it is worth. I realize full well how hard it must be to go on living alone in a place from which someone has left you. But there is nothing so cruel in this world as the desolation of having nothing to hope for. If possible, I would like to come to Tokyo in the near future and see you again. But unfortunately, I'm having a little problem with one leg, and the treatment for it will take some time. Please take care, and be well.
Sometimes I climbed the garden wall and went down the winding alley to where the vacant Miyawaki house had stood. Dressed in a three-quarter-length coat, a scarf wrapped under my chin, I trod the alley's dead winter grass. Short puffs of frozen winter wind whistled through the electric lines overhead. The house had been completely demolished, the yard now surrounded by a high plank fence. I could look in through the gaps in the fence, but there was nothing to see. No house, no paving stones, no well, no trees, no TV aerial, no bird sculpture. Just a flat, black stretch of cold-looking earth, compacted by the tracks of a bulldozer and a few scattered clumps of weeds. I could hardly believe there had once been a deep well in the yard, and that I had climbed down into it. I leaned against the fence, looking up at Mei Kasahara's house, to where her room was, on the second floor. But she was no longer there. She wouldn't be coming out anymore to say, "Hi, Mr. Wind-Up Bird." On a bitter cold afternoon in mid-February, I dropped in at the estate agent's office by the station that my uncle had told me about, Setagaya Daiichi Realtors. When I walked in, the first person I saw was a middle-aged female receptionist. Several desks were lined up near the entrance, but their chairs were empty, as if all the brokers were out on appointments. A large gas heater glowed bright red in the middle of the room. On a sofa, in a small reception area towards the back, sat a slightly built old man engrossed in a newspaper. I asked the receptionist if a Mr. Ichikawa might be there.
"That's me," said the old man, turning in my direction. "Can I help you?"
I introduced myself as my uncle's nephew and mentioned that I lived in one of the houses that my uncle owned.
"Oh, I see," said the old man, laying his paper down. "So you're Mr. Tsuruta's nephew."
He folded his reading glasses and gave me a head-to-toe inspection. I couldn't tell what kind of impression I was making on him.
"Come in, come in. Can I offer you a cup of tea?"
I told him not to bother, but either he didn't hear me or he ignored my refusal. He asked the receptionist to make tea. It didn't take her long to bring it to us, but by the time he and I were sitting opposite each other, drinking tea, the stove had gone out and the room was getting chilly. A detailed map showing all the houses in the area hung on the wall, marked here and there in pencil or felt-tip pen.